Hey, this is Pastor Mike. Welcome to my almost daily 7-minute podcast where we're hoping to do three things. One, just keep you in the loop. Two, try to be helpful in practical, simple ways. And three, just keep talking about the ways God is renovating his church. We call it ReChurch. Yeah, so I introduced the concept in the last podcast that life is like a single scuba diving expedition, not a series of them, which changes the way you equip yourself for the journey, right? If it's going to be multiple excursions, then the way you're coached and trained is in a lot of different mechanics and repetitions of which you become good at over time and through trial and error, and you can then do the journey or a journey on your own, or, you know, in the case of scuba diving, I suspect with a buddy. But God's invitation is to join a one-time journey. He's living and breathing in his many forms, Father, Son, and Spirit. He's created this world. It started at point A and will culminate according to his will. And we are invited into this one long, wonderful journey, one segment of it we call our life. What's dramatically different about those two ways of looking at it is we aren't, our God's intention isn't that we learn mechanics per se and techniques that we are going to then master on our own and do this life according to God and his ways without him. No, instead, like the Israelites as they were led out of Egypt and through the desert for 40 years from point A to point B, what we see is God trying to get a body of people, a family of believers, his people, to hear his voice, to know him, and to stay close to him so that he can guide and lead them throughout the entire journey. That's why, in one instance, when God instructed Moses to hit the rock with a stick to get water, it was right and good, and the next time, it wasn't. We tend to think, well, God, if you said this is how we get water, then we're going to keep doing it like that. Thanks for telling us. We'll let you know if we have any other troubles. As opposed to God saying, no, every time you have a thirst, every time you need something, I want you to be in cahoots with me. I want you to be in communication with me. I want you to be in relationship with me so we can get that figured out potentially in a new way every single time. Well, that's entirely uncomfortable for us. That doesn't give us any sense of independence, any sense of control, any sense of pride in excelling at Christianity and how we're to do life. And God's like, yeah, that's not the point. The point is how close you are to me, how well you listen to me, and how well you execute on every step of the way based on what I'm telling you now as we go along. That's the difference. That's what he's aiming for. Because it's one long journey that God wants us to live in his presence, in relationship with him, we don't do a very good job of handling change. Because we want it to be, in most cases, something predictable, something we can manage. So, let me just give you a few tips on some things about change from a sort of our sort of human perspective. When change comes along, change you didn't invite or change that you didn't expect or changes that are necessary or changes that, you know, are just a part of the organization or the association they're a part of, like a church, right? When change happens. One thing we need to be careful of is to not to suggest that change is awesome. And that we don't understand why people react to it. Yeah. Change is hard. It doesn't matter really how strong your theology is or how well you understand what God's up to. From a human perspective, change is hard, and not everybody likes it, and it's difficult to manage through. Let's not pretend that change isn't hard. That's not helping anybody. And let's understand that people are going to go through a process of coming along when change comes up. That's one thing. I think I have time for another one here. I'm not a big fan of God told me this is what we're going to do. This is how things are going to change. It's entirely possible. But we've talked about that quite a bit in the past, that if around here anyway, around Vista, if you're going to even begin to suggest that God is directing something, we know it's going to be at the intersection of the scriptures, the spirit, and the saints or the people of God, that any kind of decision or any kind of direction or any kind of understanding of God is going to be at the confluence of his word, of his people, and of his spirit. And then we would also just at that point even be like, when we think this is really it. I just don't know if we can ever have 100% confidence in things that aren't really laid out clearly in scripture, right? And there's a ton of that stuff in life that we feel like God needs us to do or change or shift or work towards or stop doing. And we do our best to hear his voice. But even then, we try to take a humble position and say, this is what we think, and this is where we're headed. So let's figure out how to do it together. That is certainly the spirit of ReChurch.